So, if you're up early enough, you might have heard Wes talking about the chart. Mad World still number one, Kelly and Ozzy number two. And the highest new entry this week, Victoria Beckham. And she's on the phone!
Wow!
Good morning, Victoria!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hola.
Morning. Yeah, hola.
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 Dear, how are you getting on, Chris?
All right. Obviously, you're listening on your Sky Digital, obviously.
Well, obviously, yeah, got up specially.
God bless you. I appreciate you making the... Are you in Spain?
I'm in Spain right now, wandering around a Spanish villa in a dressing gown and a pair of Eeyore slippers. It's very glamorous.
Very nice. I'm dressed exactly the same. So you're happy with number three?
I'm over the moon. Now, I genuinely wasn't expecting it when I started out doing promotion for the single, so I'm really, really happy, really happy.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I like it. Good. I think it's good, I really do.
Good.
Because I was worrying that it might not be any good. Because I'd heard... No, only because... And I'll back up what I've just said. Because obviously the rumours were flying around that you're doing some R&B hip-hop track and that you're going to be rapping. And everybody got really confused about what it was going to be. And I thought, I think it's a good track.
Thank you. I think there was a lot of people that thought I was going to be rapping. I mean, can you imagine... Just for 1 minute, imagine me rapping. I mean, what a horrendous, embarrassing thought. I think there's a lot of people that thought that, you know, and at the end of the day, I think it's a bit more R&B, but it's still pop music, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah. And it's a catchy chorus, so it's nice.
Thank you very much.
And the lyrics are 1,000 times better than that Sophia Lispector record. Excuse me. Just had a cough there. You can't say anything, I know. You've got to be careful what you say. I'll say it for you. The lyrics of that record are rubbish. Yours are good. Hence 3-9. That's all I'm saying.
Well... You always do this to me, don't you? You always do it to
but
me.
You
stop
don't,
it.
You, that's only me saying it. You don't have to have an opinion either way.
Okay. No, I'm really happy. I think there's a lot of people out there that have really supported me this time around, and I think it's been great, and, you know, I'm over the moon with it.
Run me through a typical Monday morning in the Beckham Spanish household.
The Beckham Spanish household. Well, I'm up at the minute with the kids. David having a lying because he hurt his ankle the other day, so he's injured at the minute. And I'm just up getting the kids breakfast, running around, that kind of thing.
What do they have for breakfast?
Toast and cereal.
Yeah. Hey, what a chef you are.
Oh God, that is so not true. I'm such not a good chef.
Well, I kind of gathered. Toast and cereal. You're having that and you're liking it. Oh, bless him. So are you enjoying it over there?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I spent Christmas, David had a week off, so we were in London.
Nice.
And we came out here for New Year, and yeah, it's really nice, you know, it's nice weather out here, and actually, you know, we went skiing the other day. You can ski like half an hour away from our house, so we went skiing, so that was great.
You're in the papers today.
What, no, not pictures of me skiing.
Actually, no, you're all right, there's a picture of you clutching your bodyguard in the snow.
Oh, no.
And then there's a picture of your fella with Brooklyn, just on like a little sledge or something. It's nice though.
Oh dear, it was so icy and I'm at the top of this bloody mountain and I'm like, I can't get down, and my bum's too bony to slide on my bum. So I had to get helped down and it was just pure ice and it was completely embarrassing, but the kids loved it.
You need to get a bit of weight on your love, because with the size of my ass, I have no problem sliding down there. It's not a problem with me.
Well, I could sit in your lap and slide on your ass. There you go, Chris.
Oh,
hey, baby,
what a dream come true. Hey, Victoria Beckham wants to slide down a mountain on my ass. Good morning. What a thought.
Oh, beautiful. That's worse than me rapping, Chris.
Well, I don't know about that. How is your Spanish?
I can say the things you need to say, you know. It's not that great. I'm going to have to start lessons. But I'm trying to do, rather than the old-fashioned Spanish lessons, I'm trying to do a new way of learning, you know, all about word association, you know. And this is how you learn, okay? So if you want to learn the word for cow in Spanish, you imagine a cow doing the hoovering, and it's hoofa. You see? Camarero, ate up with a camera round his neck, you know? It's a word association. It's a shortcut and an easy way round, I reckon.
I can help you with your Spanish if you want.
Spanish?
Well, it's kind of my version. I mean, give me a phrase that you want to say, and I'll teach you how to get that across.
Okay, it's early.
Right. It's early, os. Right? And now the Spanish, I'll understand that, because it's a bit English, shout it, but you put the os on the end. They've got you, right? Do you have any bread, os? There you go. They go, bread os, si, senorita, and you are laughing. Try it when you go out, but you have to shout it really loudly. And by the way, they really appreciate that. They don't find it tilting at all.
One Europe.
Exactly.
We're all Europeans now.
When are you back in the UK?
Back on Friday.
Come and see us.
I will come in. I will.
Pop in.
I'll pop in.
And we'll buy you some Spanish phrase books as presents.
Oh, that's nice, because last time I came in, I think you bought me some cake. So Spanish phrase books is, you know, that's one up.
Well, that's it. I'll bring you more cake, because we need to get some fat on that ass now, so you can slide down in the snow.
And less humiliating than having to grab onto some bodyguards to get my ass down the mountain.
Why don't you just slide down any bodyguard? You pay them, right? They're there for you. Right, just go, right then, Trevor. Oh, whatever his name, I don't know.
Trevor Sledge.
I don't know, yeah. Right, lie on your front, right? Tie some rope to his ears, right? You and Brooklyn on the go. Whee! You're off.
A human slave.
Yeah, make them, you know, earn their money.
Yeah. So when you size them up, you go, well, he's a nice guy and everything, but he's not that big. We'd only get about me and David on there. We need the kids. We need a taller fella, a longer bodyguard.
And then you get one like Beyonce, you know, a huge house of a man.
Get two together, the whole family can ride down. It's just an idea.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, just an idea.
That's all right.
Well, listen, come and see us on Friday.
I will do.
What's that noise?
This noise here is it's Brooklyn and Romeo going past. They've got like this electronic bike, and I'm trying to walk away from them to sound really professional, and they're chasing me on an electronic bike. That's what it is.
Does Brooklyn know who I am?
No, he doesn't know who you are.
Great, thank you. I feel proud, and my ego's now swelling.
But he was a baby.
Well,
he was about a year old.
He probably recognises my mother more than he recognises me.
Oh, how is your mum, Chris?
What?
How is your mum?
She's very well. She'll be listening, actually.
Oh, I like your mum.
Morning, mum.
Morning, mum.
How's your mum?
She's fine. She'll be listening, too.
Hello, mum. Good morning. See, she's doing all right there. Hey, she did well marrying that fella. He's loaded. They've got a nice house in Spain. She's sorted now. Don't you worry about her. There you go. A little message. Hey, says your phone call there, doesn't it, love?
It does.
You don't need to ring her today. Right, let me play your record. I'll let you go back to your kids.
Which
flying around.
What are you going to play?
I'm going to play This Groove.
Great.
Is that all right?
Yeah. I was just wondering.
You sounded a bit crestfallen.
Which one are you going to play? This Groove? Oh, okay.
I love this record. You shut up. Which one's your favourite?
I'd say This Groove, though, I think, is my favourite one.
Yeah.
I really like the chorus. I like the way it goes in. I'll shut up now. Have a great day. Come in and see us Friday.
I will. See you then.
Bye.
Bye.